The boy in the red sweater had blonde hair and blue eyes to match the sky. He called home a small town between a bustling city and the horizontal country skyline. When the sun set down and the moon rose up, he sat in his room and watched the two worlds touch. From his nest on the floor between the radiator and his bed, the city met the country in a great gray strip. To the west grew the city with an impressive light show, whitewashing the western sky in a very light glow, and to the east rest the country in a dark purple sea with the faint outline of the evergreen trees. Both stood strong and stark in two extremes, but as they made their way across the sky, they faded respectively. The both turned gray, and they met in the middle of the sky, the exact same place that they met last night. A thin gray line directly over the boy's head and his eyesight between his bed and the radiator for the rest of his young life. With the radiator to the left, the bed to the right, it would radiate left, and the bed caught the light. The boy in the red sweater stayed up every night. Time ticks on till all boys grow up, so the boy in the red sweater traveled out west on the back of a bus, and he tripped to the left, the right phased out till the city stood up and the country set down, and the sky stayed white for days at a time. To the boy, it was just simply amazing to find. Everlasting day, a clock with no hands. The boy in the red sweater was on top of his plans. He slept in a bed with a girl with thin lips by his side, in a room with no windows and artificial light. Had a painting on the wall. It was black with small white dots. He never knew why, but he liked it a lot. He liked the girl, too, the girl with thin lips. He liked the weight of her head as it laid on his chest. But time moves on, and all boys can't stay. Ask your grandmother. I promise she'll tell you the same. He asked the girl with thin lips to run away. Let's run to the night, and we'll leave this day. But the city was her home, and she had to stay. City was her home, and she'd be that way. Tears were worn, and the pull was pushed, and the camel's back busted by the bull in the bush, and scars were spoken, and regrets were born, and the boy left the girl in the city a sunlight scorn. Blinded by rage, he traveled for days, headed east to meet his parents back at his home again. Showed his folks his red eyes and his weathered face, asked them of love, and their descriptions were vague. Well, dinner was nice, and he asked for no more, felt the draw of the bedroom, the night, and the floor. Between the bed and the radiator, looked to the sky, feeling dead and emaciated by city and lights. The pretty glow once called home off to the west became a pretty painful show, a token of stress. Held his breath, took a look to the east, at the dark purple sky underscored by evergreen trees. He tried to look to the middle to find the thin gray line, but lost love's light, taints pained eyesight. Love's a tough task, make boys chase wild beasts. So the boy found his bags packed and his toes pointed east, kissed the cheeks of the parents in sleep, and left the bed, the radiator, the sky, and the sheets. It was tough facing the night of the country alone. He'd always fantasized the girl would call him a husband and the country a home, but that was just dumb dreams and poems. Now he's asleep alone where the darkness grows. Time heals all wounds, they say, and one night or one day a lovely dream came. In the dream, the boy in the red sweater sat on a bench, and the girl with thin lips sat close and held his hand. Before them sat the painting from the room they shared. Between the black background and white dots, a line appeared. A thin gray line, almost too thin to see, but packed so thick full of answers, it seemed. Enhanced by the dream, the boy shot to a stand and grabs his bags and beat feet to the west without planning. Knew what must be done, and he felt prepared. Found himself faced by the door to the room that they shared. He hesitated for a second and knocked with strength. Then the boy and the girl finally stood face to face, and the silence filled the air before they embraced, and in a flash flood of love reminisced old shapes. The boy, still in the doorway, went on to speak of his aim. How love changed off into anger and pain, and the boy in the red sweater went out on a limb, told the girl with thin lips that he loved her again. Take her back home when he'd sit between the radiator and the bed, let his chest hold the stress and support her head. Sit on the floor and just wait for the night, looking through the window, trying to see the gray line. The boy finished his pitch and held his breath to wait for a yes. The girl's thin lips growed pink, painted a smile, then the grin shifts down and the pink turns sick and contemplation compiled. Asked him to come in and please sit down. He noticed the painting sat above the mantle now. From the bedroom he heard soft sounds come out, then a man stepped out, smiling out loud. The boy saw everything, apologized, and took his coat. Took a last look at the painting and said it needed a gray line down the front. Took a pencil out of his pocket and he sketched it on in. Said, I wish you both luck, and he left that den. Made his way back home and he stepped on in. Kissed his mother and his father and he went upstairs. Sat down between the bed and the radiator, and something inside him tears. And runs all out in a thousand tears, and when the tears dry up, he leans his head back, looks out the window where the gray line's at, sees the city and the country and the memories attached, feels the empty space in his chest where her head would have sat. The boy in the red sweater thinks he's never felt such hurt, but something inside him says better's the only thing that comes from worse. He knows one thing for sure, where the city meets the country and the sky, a line is formed. So he grabs his bag, a bit wiser, steps off the curb, and decides to head north. If he ever needs a line of guidance, he can always find it at home.